It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most Colorado parents say they plan to get their children vaccinated against COVID-19 or already have. CPR's John Daly reports on a new poll from the Colorado Health Foundation.
Children over 12 are now eligible for the vaccine, and the federal government will make a call on the vaccine for those 5 to 11 in the coming months. 29% of Colorado parents polled plan to get their children vaccinated as soon as possible. Another 17% have already done so, and 10% plan to get them vaccinated but will wait a while. A fifth of parents say they are definitely not planning to get their children vaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The woman who oversees Colorado's child protection system says the state's mandatory reporting laws should be strengthened. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Dozens of types of people, from school teachers to nurses, are supposed to report suspected abuse and neglect to authorities. Ombudsman Stephanie Villafuerte says her investigation found that mandatory reporters are unclear about many aspects of reporting and need more support and resources to do the job. In a 7-page report, Villafuerte says training should be standardized. The report comes in the wake of the death of 7-year-old Olivia Grant by suspected medical abuse. Her mother has been criminally charged and is awaiting trial. Colorado's nearly 60-year-old mandatory reporting law has been amended 31 times. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Front Range cities will work together on a new reservoir near Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The agreement approved by council calls for buying 640 acres on the Arkansas River for some $2.8 million. If the plan is approved by all parties, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Aurora will each pay about 28% of the purchase price. Fountain, Pueblo West, and the Southeastern Colorado Water Conservancy District would split the balance. They'd then form a joint agency to build and manage a shallow reservoir geared toward helping meet the future water needs of the communities involved. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
There's more news at CPR.org.